James. Very good. Okay. All right. Enough of that. Now, do you want them to go to their... Okay. Now you can go to your classes with your teachers.
Thanks, Cindy. Greatly appreciate that. Back in March, I spoke, I think it was the 7th of March, and I had a message about the promises of God, staying on the promises of God. And I think this message kind of continues in the same vein. Several weeks ago, I came to Pastor Tyler and said, I feel I have a message here based on my testimony, and I'm going to get into that a little later on. But, you know, think about the goodness of God. Earlier I prayed about focusing on His goodness. And so many times we don't stop and wait and watch and listen to really sense what God's doing in our lives. I fall in that same category. I get busy. I get doing things. I work. You know, I also play, and I don't pay attention. But the more we focus on Him and step back, we can see how He's been working in our lives, and it's the goodness of God. God's goodness is everywhere. And if we're going to go through some scripture here today and talk about the goodness of God, and God's good to us. Not because we're good. It's because He's good. We don't have to perform anything. We don't have to be good little boys and girls to receive the goodness of God. Plain and simple. So it's not about us, it's about Him. And too many times we make it about us. We make it about us so many times. You know, God, please. I need a miracle. It's not about us. Miracles will come if we seek His face. So they're actually promises. The goodness of God are promises. And I'm going to go over 10 promises of God. Psalms 33:5 says, He loves righteousness and justice. Sorry. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. So the earth is already full of the goodness of the Lord, no matter what we do. And as I was preparing for this message, I was thinking, why do I enjoy the outdoors so much? Why do I like to get outside? Why do I like to travel to the mountains? We go to Tennessee all the time. I mean, not all the time, but quite often. And we enjoy Tennessee. We like to get down in the grandeur of the mountains, the grandeur of God. Now I understand why I yearn for that. It's a way to be close to Him. At least that's how I view it. So the earth is full of the goodness of God. No matter what bad things go in the world, the goodness of God is still here. And we get just so distracted sometimes. We get so distracted with what goes on around us. We sit and watch the news and fret and worry about, oh my gosh, what's going to happen next? It doesn't matter. Sometimes, you know, Pastor Tyler talks about how he tries to stay away from the news because he wants to kick the television. Sometimes I do too. But that's not about what it's all about. It's about the goodness of God. God works in the middle of all that stuff. And we don't pay attention to that. We don't watch for it. We don't look for it. We need to expect the goodness of God to work in our lives. Plain and simple. We need to expect that. If we focus on the negative stuff, we'll never see the goodness of God, ever, ever, ever. It can't happen because you're too worried about something else going wrong. Something's going to come down the road that's just stop. The goodness of God explains everything. Great example of this is the story of Joseph. So Joseph, you know, he was kind of an arrogant kid. He was young, and he got the coat of many colors, and he was, you know, all that in a bag of chips. And he kind of flaunted that with his brothers. So what did they do to him? What did he do to him? Sold him into slavery, right? So now he's a slave, and he rises up, and then he's put in prison. So what a roller coaster ride. Then finally, after all that, 13 years of his life goes by, and what happens? What happens? He's second in charge of Egypt. But you don't hear anything in the Word about him complaining about that. He might have, but it's not focused on whatsoever. So that means we don't focus on complaining. And it's in Scripture. Do not complain. And I do it. But don't complain. So anyway, at the very end, when Joseph finally meets his brothers after he's been raised up to second in command, in Genesis 50:20, he says this: "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for the good in order to bring about this present result, to keep many people alive." Plain and simple. The goodness of God was there the whole time. If it wasn't, he wouldn't have been raised up to that second in command. No matter what happened to him, no matter what he was accused of raping the Pharaoh's wife, he still stood fast and waited on God. And so many times we don't wait on God. We want to move ahead. These last several years in our lives, I've seen things happen that I'd never expected to happen because I waited on the Lord. We get so wrapped up and say, what do we do next? What do we do next? No. Sometimes you just got to sit and wait. You got to sit and wait. I found this quote, and it's not mine, so it's a great quote. "What the enemy sends to defeat us, God bends to complete us." What the enemy sends to defeat us, God bends to complete us. I love that. The goodness of God surrounds everything. Psalms 5:12, "For you bless the righteous person, Lord. You surround him with favor as with a shield." So he protects us, right? He protects us. Now it says, "For you bless the righteous person." So you got to be righteous. If you're not seeking the will of God, you're not going to get that shield. Right? So you have to be seeking his face. You got to be in his favor. Number three, the goodness of God frees us from everything. Psalms 27:13 and 14. "I would have lost heart," this is David speaking now, "I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." So, you know, the statement at the very beginning, he says, "I would have lost heart," which means a lot of things. When you lose heart, it's an emotional thing. You can become depressed. You feel like quitting. You get dragged down in your emotions, and you just don't want to do things. And that's a toxic thing. That's a toxic thing, to get dragged down in your emotions, because the goodness of God's always there. And the biggest thing is we got to believe. Number four, God's goodness of God satisfies everything. Psalms 145:16. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. Think about that. He opens his hand to satisfy every desire of every living thing. That includes us, by the way. We are living, I think. Everything. Every living thing. That means cats, dogs, horses, bugs, every living thing. He's always opening his hand to give, to bless, to encourage, to strengthen. He opens his hand, we don't have to pry it open. He opens his hand, we don't have to pry it open. Now, we can move his hand, can't we? We can move his hand by our prayers. Hezekiah did that. He was going to die. He told him he was going to die. He said, no, Lord, no. And he prayed fervently. And he lived, what, 15 more years? In this time and hour, I mean, we went, quote, unquote, through a scamdemic. I don't call it a pandemic. I'm sorry. I won't do that. It's a scam. It's real, but it's a scam. It's a real scam. Amen. Be careful. We fear everything when this kind of stuff happens. And we're taught to fear everything. That's not what God is. God is not fear. God is good. And even during the pandemic, God can move mighty on our behalf no matter what happens. Amen. Yes, I know people have died from this. I understand that. But that's not our focus. Our focus isn't on the dead, by the way. But isn't that what the word says? The focus is not on the dead, it's on the living. That's why I call it a scamdemic. Just briefly, back in 2020, when this quote-unquote came out, literally the government shuts businesses down because of that. Now, in my line of work, I was shut down for 2 months. I couldn't do anything. For 2 months, I wasn't allowed to meet with a client. They called us, they take our license away from us. It infuriated me for a while. Well, you know what I did? And I don't want to seem like I'm bragging here, but I'm going to give a testimony later on. And this isn't about me, it's about what God does. It's about what God does. I still went into my office and did things. There was no way to make money, but I did things. What was I doing when I was doing that? What was I doing? Believing? What else? I was waiting. I've heard testimonies about people who were shut down doing something, God blessed them more than they could even imagine. Because they waited on him. Sometimes you got to give things up for him to move differently. I'm coming into a season, I'll explain that in a little bit, a new season for us. Because I've been waiting on the Lord. In 2020, God blessed our business to the point where it was made more than a year before. With 2 months that I wasn't working. So you can't tell me the goodness of God isn't around us all the time. The chemistry of the cross is what caused that. The chemistry of the cross caused that. Believing in Jesus Christ caused that. Steadfastness causes that. Number seven, The goodness of God uses everything. Everything in our lives, God uses. Your bad days, God can use those bad days. Your good days, God can use them too. He uses everything in our lives if you let him. If you stop complaining about it and step back and watch, he'll do it. Everything in our lives he can use. Our only job is to trust him, period. That's it. There's nothing else. The goodness of God restores everything. You need to believe this with every fiber of your being. The goodness of God restores everything. God raises the dead. He restores life. He turns rivers into blood. That's not restoration, but he does that too. He even takes two fishes and five loaves and makes a buffet for thousands. He can restore anything. Joel 2:25 says, "So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locusts have eaten." Number 9, the goodness of God outlasts everything. Jeremiah 32:40. "And I will make an everlasting covenant with them. I will never stop doing good for them." Never. What's never mean? Never. Ever. And verse 41 goes on and says, "Oh, how I'll rejoice in them. Oh, how I'll delight in doing good things for them." His goodness outlasts the pandemic, folks. He outlasts everything. He even outlasts every weapon that's formed against you, even though all the struggles you're going through, he's going to outlast it all. And sometimes it may not seem that way. Sometimes it may not seem that way. And number 10, the goodness of God provides everything. Romans 8:32. "He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for all of us, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" He didn't spare his son, so why would he not give us everything? He gave it up. It's his generosity. Now, back in number 9 says the goodness of God outlasts everything. Can you cue that up, the song? I'll be ready to do that in a minute. I just want to give you a little background here, and then I'm going to sing a song for you. And please don't leave. Not yet. No, not yet. I'll tell you in a minute. Start over. Back up. I don't know if many of you remember or not, but I think most of you do. Back in 2008, we had a major market correction in the financial markets. And that took a toll on my business, because being a financial advisor, your livelihood depends on that stuff. Took a major hit, and I've shared with this before with some of you. And my income dropped 40%. Now, if you don't think we struggled during those years, you're kidding yourself. We did. We struggled for years. But I've always stayed faithful to the Lord. Yes, I might have questioned him. Yes, I might ask, what next? What do I do next? Many times, I heard, wait. That's one of the hardest things to do when you see all this falling down around you. But I heard from the Lord that he basically was going to restore things. But it has to be his timing. I'm sorry, it's got to be his timing. He's the one that has to put it into place. So there was a 10 years stretch here that's been really tough for us. And I'm not saying that to make you feel sorry for me. I don't want you to feel sorry for me. I want you to see God's glory in the middle of this. And what I'm going to do here before I go on with the rest of my testimony, I'm going to sing a song because I felt when I was getting ready for this message and what God wanted me to share was how God has been so good to us even in this time of struggles. I always wanted to be faithful to Him no matter what happened. So if you guys can cue up a song, I'll try to do it for you. All throughout my history, Your faithfulness has walked beside me. The winter storms make way for spring. In every season, from where I'm standing, I see the evidence of Your goodness all over my life, all over my life. I see Your promises in fulfillment all over my life, all over my life. Help me remember when I'm weak. Fear may come, but fear will leave. You lead my heart to victory. You are my strength, and You always will be. I see the evidence of Your goodness all over my life, all over my life. I see Your promises in fulfillment all over my life, all over my life. See the cross, the empty grave, the evidence is endless. All my sin rolled away because of You, O Jesus. See the cross, the empty grave, the evidence is endless. All my sin rolled away because of You, O Jesus. Oh, I see the evidence of Your goodness all over my life, all over my life. I see Your promises in fulfillment all over my life, all over my life, yeah. I see the evidence of Your goodness all over my life, all over my life. I see Your promises in fulfillment all over my life, all over my life. Why should I fear? The evidence is here. Oh, why should I fear? Oh, the evidence is here. Thank you. The evidence is here. It's obvious. If you look, if you take your time and look and watch and wait, the evidence is here in our lives, no matter what we're going through, no matter what we're going through. Now I'm going to talk briefly about my testimony here that really started, well, shouldn't say that, started many years ago in my life. Yeah. But this part of my testimony kind of starts this year. And I wrote dates down so I wanted to keep in order. So Kay and I try to sit down and pray together several times a week, at least three times a week. We really straight do that together. We prayed off and on by ourselves many times, but we try to do it together at least three times a week. And I journal. And if you don't journal, I would encourage you to journal, because it's amazing when you start going back through things, how you can see God working through your life. And that's part of God's goodness. So back in February of this year, some of you know that this past year, my father passed away in February. And I received this word, several days before he passed. And I felt the Lord showing me how much his goodness was just coming all around us. I just felt so much love from the Lord himself, and I felt his goodness all around us. I just sensed that, and it's weird because it's a sensation to me of what I felt coming. And then in March the 16th, this was a Tuesday, I heard the Lord saying to me, new business is coming and it's just the beginning. Now, 2020, like I said, was a good year for us, because even though the pandemic was in the middle of it, and it has continued. And now he says it's coming more, and I'm going like, whoa, I don't know if I can take more, but that's okay, I'll take it. So now it's coming. And then I jump to June the 2nd, he says this is the beginning of a new season of greater things to come. A new season. And I know this is a new season, and as I finish this testimony, I think you'll agree too. So a new season is coming. He says this to us in May, okay? And May 3rd, we were away, and we were in Gatlinburg again, down the mountains in the Smokies, and this time we actually went up to the top, and I don't know if you guys know where Clingman Dome is, if you've ever been there. Clingman's Dome is fairly high. It's one of the highest points, I think. And the Lord told us to go to Clingman's Dome when we were praying about that, when we went on that trip. And when we were praying one day, I saw water on the top of the mountain, like a lake. And I saw streams of water flowing on the top of the mountain now. Not the bottom of the mountain, on the top of the mountain. So sure enough, when we got there, there's streams running on the top of the mountain. I'm going like, okay. So we were with our friends, and we were praying about it, and I was looking at this, and the Lord spoke to me, and listen to what he says. I will be your source in the most unusual places. Wherever I put you, I will provide for you. I thought it was real unusual to see the streams flowing on the top of the mountain. Well, they got to come out someplace, right? So I said, okay. Unusual sources, unusual places where we're going to be sources. I think that's for everybody. God will be your source in the most unusual places. I believe that's for you too. Now we're in June the 7th, and all of a sudden, I receive the word from my landlord that I must move out of my office space back then by August 31st. I was in that space for 17 years, by the way. He comes to me and says, we're going to do something different with the building, so we need you out by August 31st. I said, great. Actually, I did not say anything. I shouldn't say that. I lied. Sorry. I said, what do you mean you're doing something different with the building? That was my only comment. And he said, we're going to be doing something different with the building. Now, I know some of you don't know where I was. But I was right beside a mosque. And they moved in 5 years ago, maybe? I don't remember. And it's so interesting because I didn't see it then, but I see it now. Since I'm out of that place, there was an impression there. There was an impression on that property. You could feel it. I didn't know what it was, but now I do. I'll explain that in a minute. There was an impression there in that place. So anyway, he says to me, we need you out. And I just simply said, okay. And I didn't get upset. I just simply said, all right. And I waited. And one of the first things I did was, wonder what God's going to do now. Exactly what I did. Did not say anything. I didn't complain. I whined a little bit once in a while. No. I did not complain. I shouldn't say that. Maybe I did. The only thing I complained about was how the landlord handled it. That's all. Because I felt, this is my feelings, that he could have gave us a longer time to get out. He gave us less than 3 months to get out. Now, you might think it would be easy to find rental space today because of all the properties that are available, because there's a lot of properties that are vacant now because of the scamdemic. But what I found was the properties I was looking for were too big. They weren't available. Now, I was in a space almost 1,400 square feet. So that's what I was looking for. And you couldn't find stuff like that. You couldn't find buildings that had 1,400 square feet in. Most of them weren't, and there was not a lot available. So we started praying about it. Wednesday, June the 9th, we were praying that morning, and the Lord told us that you would know when you see the new office. Isn't that great? You'll know it when you see it, he says. Okay, can you give me a little more? He said, you'll know it when you see it. So we began to look and look and look and look and look. Oh, I missed one thing here. During that same word, the Lord says, there is an explosion coming to your business. Not to destroy it, but to enlarge it. I'm going like, okay, don't blow it up. So we're looking, and we're seeing different properties, and it was frustrating because it's in my business, there's myself, my son-in-law, and we hired a third guy in February to expand our business. It didn't, a lot of this stuff didn't make sense until all of a sudden I was doing this, and I was like, oh, yeah, expansion. So anyway, so there's three of us, and we go to look at properties, and there was not one property that all three of us agreed upon that we liked. Not one. I'm going like, this isn't good. But I hear the Lord saying, you'll know when you see it, right? You know when you see it. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Then June 15th, he also talked about expansion again. Then June 18th, he says, which is a Friday, the rental space will come quickly. So I started June 7th, and by June the 18th, he said it's going to come quickly. Still haven't found anything. Now it's July. And we went away beginning of July. Still no idea where I'm going, but I'm still waiting on the Lord. And I really didn't fret about it. I really did not fret about this. I think I got more fret from my son-in-law saying, I want to get this taken care of. I said, I do too, but just wait. So while I was away, we were away from July 1st to the 6th. And while I was away, my son-in-law set up seeing a property on July the 7th, the day after we got back. Okay? So the next day comes along, we get back from vacation, and we go see this property. Now, the property we looked at first Because there was two places in the complex we were at, looking at. And it was around the same size we currently had. Walked into it, and the property manager said, oh, we can put enough office space in here for you. We can get it done quickly. We can have you in by August 31st, because that was the deadline, right? I said, okay. But it didn't click. It didn't click. And then he says to us, oh, I have this other property that's going to be available by September 30th, but it's bigger. And I just said, okay, let's go look at it anyway. So we go into the property. Now, the property that we looked at, the people that were in there before us was the United Methodist Stewardship Foundation. Now, if it isn't unusual, you don't know this, most of you don't know this, but we came out of the Methodist background. I'm going like, okay. But the place was bigger. It was 50% bigger than what we were looking for. Okay? But we went into the place, and it was very welcoming. It was like, wow, this is neat. And we were all three of us talking about it and said, yeah, we can do this. And I'm going like, yeah, it's pretty cool. But I still wasn't convinced yet. Now, right before I left, and can you get that picture of the 7-7? Don't pull it up. Okay, it's up. Never mind. Before I left, I asked to use the restroom. So I went into the restroom, and I'm in the restroom, and I'm there, and I look to the right of me, and this picture is hanging on the wall in the bathroom, of all places. I'm going like, I'm just standing there looking at that, and I went, is this what you mean, Lord? Is this, I'll know it when you see it? It's a cross, has a final word, doesn't it? So I'm going, okay. I literally took that picture before I left the bathroom. That's why it's there. Because I thought, So we left. We talked about it. On the 13th of July, the Lord says, your search for your new office is over. I said, this must be it then. I signed the new lease on July 30th. August 3rd, I received the complete lease back to me. As I said, the office is 50% larger than what I currently had. And if you remember what I said on May the 2nd, the Lord said, there's new beginnings coming. This is my new beginning. Can you go to the old office pictures first? I want to show you the old office. I got like two pictures, I think, of the old office space. This was the old office space. It was a converted Cape Cod home to office space. That's what I had. Next picture. I just want to show you this. That was my office. That was my space inside that building. Okay? All right? Now, I want you to show the first picture of the new office, please. What do you think? You like that? Go to the next picture. The new sign on top of the door. It took a while to get that sign, by the way. They were slow getting it because of the scamdemic. Anyway, go to the next one. That's my space in that office. I'm not bragging. I'm bragging on God, because God's the one. Let me explain one thing. I was at the other space 17 years. I was willing to, quote unquote, put up with that space and stay there for another 17 years. And sometimes God's got to push you out of things that you don't belong in. I wasn't willing to go to this new space because it cost me more money to do that. But he told me this is new beginnings. He told me that an expansion's coming. Well, it's already happened. I got 50% more space. It has opened up an opportunity for us. A different opportunity. Several different opportunities. So I'm just, it's amazing what God has done in such a short period of time. All because I waited. I was never in any hurry to move beyond, past him, get ahead of him. I never wanted to do that. What I like to do before we're getting right on time. I like to call the worship team back up, and we want to do one song yet. It's called Cross Has a Final Word. I just felt, you guys come up a while, but this is really neat. So you remember, can you pull up the picture on 717 again quick? 77, sorry. Oh, I forgot that. Sorry. So we couldn't get in that space until end of September. And I didn't know what I said. So I went back to the old landlord and said, hey, found a space finally, but I can't get there until end of September. I said, can you give me another month? He said, well, I'll have to call you and get back to you. And I said to him, don't wait around. I need to find out now, because if I don't, I've got to look for something else. I don't have time. Basically told him that. So he did call. He called back later and said, yes, you can get the extra month. So officially we moved in. We were allowed to start occupying the building.
September
27th, I think. I walked into the building to occupy the building. Guess what's still on the wall in the bathroom? I actually had the picture. I didn't have to take a picture anymore. I had the picture that was left behind. And I know for a fact that this is God. Yeah, maybe I had a doubt when I moved into the office space that it wasn't God. After I came in there, and that picture's still hanging on the wall, I know it's God. As we said, as we're going to sing, the cross has the final word. So let's do that, and then we'll close out in prayer.
The cross has the final word.
have the final word. We know your goodness is all around us, everywhere. And all we got to do is sit and wait and watch and expect that your goodness will change all things, no matter what we have going on in our lives, no matter if we have a bad day, a good day, or a sleepy day. Lord, you are there. You will just raise us up when it's time to be raised up. You will provide when it's time to be provided for. We know that you are in working in each of our lives, and we thank you for that ahead of time. And we ask for a mighty blessing to be upon each and every one of us very day as you go forth to do the will of the Lord. Thank you, and go forth in peace. Amen. Oh, if anybody wants prayer, feel free to come up. I'm sorry, I didn't say that.